I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. An ultimatum from Egypt's military that expires tomorrow. An energized opposition movement that continues to demand change. A series of reported resignations of high-profile ministers and a challenge from the courts. That's a situation in Egypt today as the pressure from all sides mounts on President Mohamed Morsi. The BBC's Ali Makboul is in Cairo. Tell us what the scene is there today, Ali. What have you seen?
Well, look, quite frankly, things are definitely building up to something big, because we've not only seen those huge crowds out on the streets who want President Morsi to step down, we've now seen bigger and bigger crowds wanting President Morsi to stay. We've had clashes between the two in Cairo. We've heard shots very close to where I am right now, and at least one person has been killed. But if that does escalate, these are very dangerous times indeed for the country. In terms of what does happen next, as you say, there is that ultimatum that runs out in the next 24 hours. The army has said if the politicians don't get together, they will step in and they will assert their own roadmap for the future. A lot of people are reading that and are looking at that and thinking that means military coup. They insist that's not the case. But frankly, on one side, you've got anti-Morsi protesters, supporters celebrating in the streets, thinking this is already over. You've got the pro-Morsi lot on the streets getting really very angry.
So Mohamed Morsi has rebuffed the army's ultimatum. Are we 24 hours away from, if it's not a coup, from an army takeover?
Well, President Morsi insists that when he met the head of the army earlier in the day, there were no disagreements between them. And actually, we still don't know what the army means by its ultimatum. We don't know that when this time passes, whether it means it will kick President Morsi out and it will assume complete control of Egypt, or whether they want to work with President Morsi, and whether President Morsi will accept that, or will he say, I'm the supreme commander of the army, you are answerable to me, not the other way around. So lots of questions to be answered. But in the background, of course, are all these thousands of people on the streets who are applying so much pressure on the situation. And quite frankly, whichever way things go, there are groups who are threatening civil disobedience. If he doesn't step down, if the army doesn't step in and completely get rid of President Morsi, then there are a lot of people on the streets who say they will turn to civil disobedience. On the other hand, if President Morsi goes, and we went to some of these protests today, there are Islamists who are saying, you know, we went through years of persecution under President Mubarak, where we were tortured, where we were put in jail. This is an Islamic state. That's what we're after. And if President Morsi goes, then this is jihad. And that's what those people are saying. So any way this goes, you know, we are in for some turbulent times here in Egypt.
Final question, Alim. I mean, those demonstrators in the streets of Cairo and around Egypt, do they recognize that Morsi was democratically elected? I mean, or is this just the result of a young democracy? Instead of waiting for an election, they take to the streets. I mean, what do they think democracy is?
You know, we keep on asking people that, but in a way, it's naivety on both sides. I mean, these people haven't been used to democracy at all. It's 90 million people who've been handed a country. You know, the Muslim Brotherhood has been very naive. It took control, and President Morsi won with a very narrow majority. But a lot of people think that he has governed this country as if they had a huge mandate. And the people are saying, look, we want democracy, but we want people to come in and govern. If they want to make changes, they need to be subtle. They can't pursue their own agenda, forgetting the other half of the country. And perhaps they feel that by doing this, you know, politicians in the future will know that when they assume power, they have to govern for all Egyptians. But I keep asking Egyptians, who are you going to be happy with? And nobody has given me an answer as yet.
The BBC's Ali Makboul speaking with us from Cairo.